This is Fresh Air. Film critic David Edelstein reviews two movies based on shows he saw on Broadway. The Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons musical Jersey Boys, directed for the screen by Clint Eastwood, and the David Ives play Venus in Fur, filmed by Roman Polanski.
Many stage-to-film adaptations are either too stage-bound or too opened out, so they lose intensity. But octogenarian directors Clint Eastwood and Roman Polanski get the balance right. At very least, you appreciate the beauty of their sources. Eastwood's film of the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons musical Jersey Boys does have its lapses. The original is in four parts, each narrated by one of the guys, each slant a bit different. Eastwood keeps that format, actors speaking straight to the camera, but doesn't emphasize that their perspectives are different. You expect a film to give more background, context, in this case, other Italian pop acts like Dion and the Belmonts or the British Invasion. Nope, the show didn't show it, so Eastwood doesn't either. But there's artistry in Eastwood's framing, in how the camera gets the swing of the music without fancy editing. The characters breeze in and out. There's Tommy DeVito, played by Vincent Piazza, volatile gopher for the ever-marvelous Christopher Walken as a mafia bigwig. It's Tommy who sees Valli, born Castelluccio, as a star. Frankie is played by John Lloyd Young, as magnetically cool as on Broadway. Michael LaMenda is Nick Mossy, who plays his cards close to the vest. Eric Bergen is Bob Gaudio, composer of hits and the only group member raised in a more affluent milieu. They're good actors. Broad, but this isn't subtle material. A third of the way in, the four phone producer Bob Crew, played by Mike Doyle, and sing the song that will define their style.
Bob Crew?
Middle?
Hey, yes, Crew. Middle. Yeah, I'm sorry we're late, but listen, we got something for you, all right?
Right now?
No, just listen.
Right.
Here we go.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
Sherry! Sherry!
Set up the 8-track.
What for?
We're gonna double Frankie's voice. It's gonna explode right off the radio.
I've never heard of that before.
Because it's never been done before.
I'm a genius. That's good, right? Right, Crew?
Get over here now.
Yeah, we'll be right over.
At the end of Jersey Boys, after trials and tragedies, Valli says nothing in his life compares to the moment they found their sound under a Jersey streetlight. Except that isn't in the movie. It's a huge loss. If there's one thing artist biopics can do, it's dramatize the alchemy of discipline and inspiration. But if Jersey Boys has many flaws of oversimplified musical theater, it has so very many of the corny joys. It's easy to see why Roman Polanski has adapted David Ives's Venus in Fur. It's the tale of an arrogant writer-director emasculated by an auditioning actress. It offers a juicy role for his wife, Emmanuel Seigner, and an opportunity for him, given his resemblance to actor Mathieu Almeric, who plays the writer, to depict his own comeuppance. It's kinky self-flagellation. Apart from translating it into French, Polanski sticks to the play. A punkish actress named Vanda arrives late to an empty theater and begs a playwright, Tomas, to let her read for the part of Vanda, some coincidence, in a theatrical version of Leopold von Sacher-Masoch's 1870 novella Venus in Furs, from which was derived the term masochism. What follows is all mad, switchback dramatic curves. Vanda knows the script better than her early babblings suggest, and between readings so assured they leave the writer open mouth, she goes on the attack. She says the character, the narrator's mistress, who's compelled to treat him like a slave, is a male projection that overestimates women's power and accounts for the misogyny that keeps women down. The play is a goof on feminist deconstruction, on the male artist's terror of impotence. And like much of Ives' work, it's proof that parody can rise to the level of art. Clinching the case on the New York stage was actress Nina Arianda, who negotiated Vanda's fantastical transitions without breaking a sweat. Emmanuel Senier works hard to earn her pedestal, and that's the rub. Fine as she is, you see her sweat. Almeric is more convincing, but too hangdog. I miss the erotic pas de deux I saw on stage. Still, the dialogue is savory, the direction delicious. The playwright is framed like Benjamin in The Graduate, puny, dwarfed by female flesh. Every camera movement evokes his dwindling power and Vanda's seizing of the space. Polanski brings a horror buff's glee to tracking shots that open and close the movie, taking us into and out of the theater as if it's a crypt. Venus and Fur is like a tongue-in-cheek feminist literary seminar with a wonderful dash of the macabre.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. We're going to end today's show with a moment remembering lyricist Jerry Goffin, who collaborated with Carole King on such pop hits for other artists as Will You Love Me Tomorrow, Up on the Roof, and A Natural Woman. Goffin died yesterday. He was 75. Carole King, who was married to Goffin at the time of their musical partnership, spoke to Terry Gross about him and his gift for lyric writing in 2012. Carole King told Terry how she and Jerry Goffin met.
My family announced we were living in Brooklyn, and my family announced that we were moving to Queens, and I have a line in the book that, Queens? What could there possibly be in Queens? Well, as it turns out, quite a few wonderful things, including Paul Simon, who I met first before I met Jerry. Paul Simon and I went to Queens College in the same class. We were both freshmen, as was Art, but I didn't know Art very well then. But I met Jerry Goffin at Queens College, and that is where I found a great lyricist. He was just outstanding.
So you started writing songs together, you the melodies, he the music. Did you know right away, like, this was your lyricist? And what was it about his lyrics that made you realize he was good?
In order of questions, yes, I did know. And what made it him so extraordinary as a lyricist was his ability to say in really simple words big ideas, big feelings, big thoughts. And the thing, for example, Will You Love Me Tomorrow? You just listen to the lyric of the first verse, tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow? Is that not what every teenage girl is thinking? He had the ability. He's a straight man, and he had the ability to get inside a woman's head and say the things women were thinking.
Carole King, speaking to Terry Gross in 2012, referring to King's ex-husband and former songwriting partner, Jerry Goffin. He died Thursday at age 75.